our wartime service veterans for World War II, for instance, number about 2 million. We're losing them so fast, 800 to 1,000 a day. But we've got, you know, right behind them, we've got millions of Korean-era veterans. And Vietnam, I think we've got about 8 million wartime service veterans from the Vietnam era. So lots of veterans that are eligible for this.
Wow. And so how much are people eligible for, and how do they tap into it?
Well, a veteran is eligible for up to $1,644 a month for assisted living that would help fund the cost of assisted living and home care. That's almost $20,000 annually tax-free. Surviving spouses are also eligible for this aid and attendance pension, it's called. They're eligible for about $1,056 a month. And if both the veteran and spouse need this care, it's about $1,949 a month, over $23,000 a year.
And this is tax-free, right?
It's tax-free. This can be the difference maker between them struggling at home and not really getting good care versus living in a beautiful assisted living center. And they've earned this right. It's just this program is not communicated. And most, again, people don't know about it.
And I know that, unfortunately, a lot of vets need longer-term health care, longer-term care situations because of injuries that they sustained in some form or fashion.
There's a program called Service Connection Disability Compensation for veterans that were wounded in the war, had an accident. But this is a pension where the eligibility actually is for veterans who were not hurt in the war. They simply are average World War II vet and is now 86 years old. They just need care. Their doctor says they need care, dressing, bathing, things like that. Maybe they're having mobility issues. They may need some help because of macular degeneration. So they need to show and demonstrate that care need.
And you actually have a whole book that focuses on this.
I do. The genesis of the book was from my experiences as an administrator in assisted living in Western Pennsylvania. 6 out of 10 people that came to my assisted living centers were eligible for this money on the spot and never heard about it. And so they were looking for some means to afford the cost of assisted living. The average cost is $3,131 a month in the United States for a private room. If you're a veteran and you're eligible for this pension, 87% of the cost of assisted living can be paid for using the VA pension and an average Social Security. That's about $1,065 average Social Security. So it's very life-changing money that can really help our veterans quite a lot.
And so somebody gets your book and you walk them through the process to do this?
I do. I have step-by-step instructions, sample forms, letters that they would maybe ask the provider to fill out. We help them find discharge records. There's a special reference section so they can locate a veteran service organization that can help them file claims. So we have pretty much the whole thing from eligibility, how much amount of money, even how to find their medals that maybe were lost years ago.
I don't mean to be smug about this, and I'm not being critical of, I guess I am indirectly being critical of VA, but it almost seems like I've seen a couple instances where folks don't, vets don't know of money that they may be eligible to. And it almost feels like that maybe we're not communicating this in the right way in some form or fashion.
Well, I agree, and that's why over a year now I've been traveling the country doing what I can as a public citizen to educate people, the assisted living providers, the elder law attorneys, social workers, anyone that has contacts with our veterans, to communicate that this is a wonderful program, a federal program that you can use anywhere in the country. And we've been helping our veterans for 350 years. This goes back to the Pilgrim era, but yet no one knows about it. They know about the GI Bill. They know about home loans, but people don't know about aid and attendance pensions.
Hmm. And it's kind of off track, but as somebody who has worked with vets, a day like today, Veterans Day, does it cause you, what are your reflections back on people who have, I mean, really served our country in such amazing, remarkable ways?
Well, you know, Chris, the best way of honoring our veterans is to put a check in their pocket to help them afford the care so many of them desperately need now. I have helped our veterans through providing assisted living to them over a decade now. And my memories are